Gospel according to Luke in the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." As they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God, and with a loud voice, he prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. And then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Well, this next 2 weeks, we've got our emphasis on stewardship, on giving. And this year, the series that I'm working with is gratitude. The Barno Research, they do a ton of church-related research. And it shows in their research that boomer generation and the older generation, often people give out of obligation. And a lot of us were taught that, right? Even in the younger generation, we were taught we give because we're supposed to, because it's the right thing to do. It's an obligation to give. But overwhelmingly, in the numbers, in and outside of church, our generation and the younger generations don't give for that reason. And so the thought is, then what does encourage giving? Well, today Jesus offers us an answer to that question. Now, there's lots of ins and outs to this story, a lot of things that we could go through on the Bible story, the Bible study version of this. I'd be happy to do that if you wanted to, but for now, we're going to cut right to the chase. Gratitude is the appropriate response to God's merciful acts. That's the core of this story. Gratitude is the appropriate response to God's merciful acts in the world. Therefore, giving flows from a heart that is grateful for all that God has done. Gratitude in this story is a response of faith. Jesus says this is faith. Expressing thanksgiving when you see and realize God's mercy, God at work in the world. But the trouble that we find and the trouble that we see in the story is that it's sometimes hard to recognize God's mercy at work. Sometimes hard to see God's actions in the world. Jesus says, "What about the others? Why didn't they respond in this faithful way?" Well, we don't know. The question isn't answered, but I would suggest reasons that often we are not grateful for God's acts of mercy in the world is because often we just see it as good fortune. Sometimes great things happen, and you know, we, like these guys, might have just thought, well, you know, Jesus just happened by, and then we got healed. Not make the connection. Maybe they are caught up in this idea of luck and fortune. These ideas of you get what's coming to you, and you know, everything sort of just happens by chance, and it's just all luck. And so they failed to see God at work. But Bob Goff is a religious leader and writer and Christian, and he says what he thinks is that God is often taking care of us like we all take care of children. Now, most of us here either had our own children or have had to take care of somebody else's children before. And so you know and realize that when you're taking care of children, you're pretty much constantly keeping them from killing themselves. It's like they're like about to run out in the street and you're grabbing their hand, right? They're like about to touch the hot stove and you're knocking their hand away, right? Like several times a week you'd save your child's life, or if you've babysat ever, like several times during that time, you're going to save this child's life and the child won't even know it. Don't even realize the gifts that you're giving. Don't even realize the mercy that you are offering them, that you are showing them, the ways that you're working in their life. They're not even aware of it. I think that's a little bit like the way God was working with us, saving us from disaster several times a day. And we don't even know it or appreciate it. We've got to learn to be like the Samaritan who recognizes God's mercy at work. And I believe one of the ways that we can learn to recognize God's gifts and God's mercy and God's power and God's grace at work in the world is to practice gratitude. For gratitude is the faithful response to God's mercy and God's action. But often we think of an attitude of gratitude, right? It's a mindset. It's an attitude. Well, Brené Brown, who's a researcher on all these sort of sociological things, gives a pretty good example to understand why an attitude of gratitude is not sufficient. Now, you might buy yoga clothes. You might get a subscription to or a membership in a yoga gym. And you might kind of have a general mindset of peace and deep breathing as being important in your life. But yoga is always called a practice. If you don't practice, you will not be able to do it. You just can't. There's a lot of things that way, right? I mean, the kids did a great job of naming a bunch of stuff for us. You can't learn to shoot a basketball unless you practice. You actually can't learn to run unless you practice. A lot of people don't know that. You have to practice. To a heart of a person that learns to be grateful, learns to recognize God's grace and mercy at work in the world and respond with the faithful response, respond with faith, is a person who practices gratitude. I think we think it's the other way around, right? If you would recognize and just see God's work or God's doing great things for you, well, then you would be grateful and you're just less grateful because God's not really doing that much for you, right? But the truth is, if you are able to practice gratitude and learn to be grateful, you would therefore learn to see God at work in the world and to respond in faith. So there are ways to do this. To practice gratitude. You can keep a gratitude journal. Write the things that you're grateful for. This is a practice that I do from time to time. You can say a daily gratitude prayer. A lot of people do that when they first get up in the morning, right? You just, right when you wake up, you're laying in bed, you think of five things that you're grateful for. Good start for the day. Or you can just stop and say out loud, I am grateful. And then whatever it is, whatever it is you see around you, practice. Practice gratitude, because we practice our faith. Another way that we can practice gratitude is by giving, by weekly giving, because it practices every week or month or however, you know, you do it. But weekly is nice because you get that chance every week to practice being grateful for the work that God has done in your life and giving in that way. So our scripture teaches us that there are effects to this. When you have become a heart filled with gratitude, with a heart that recognizes God's work and responds in faith, well, it says in the scripture that that brings salvation. Our NRSV translation lost that a little bit at the end. It said that his faith has made him well. What Jesus says is your faith has saved you. What this man receives is something new and different than what the other nine received. They received healing. He received healing, recognized God's work in the world, came back, gave thanks, and Jesus says, your faith has saved you. It makes sense. This is a faithful response of faith to the mercy of God, and that's how we believe that salvation happens. God offers grace, we respond in faith, and salvation is born in our hearts. Further than that, it makes Jesus happy. What else really is there in life than living for our Lord and Savior and doing things that make him happy? It makes him happy because if you read the preceding parable, the parable that Jesus tells in verses 5 through 10, I'm not going to do the whole thing for you, but basically Jesus says you can't repay God's mercy, grace, and provision. You can't do it. Your obligation to give is going to repay the work that God is doing in your life. Jesus doesn't say, all right, good job, all right, I'm tracking this on the ledger. No, it just makes Jesus happy. When you do it, when you have done it, you just say, well, I've just done what I ought to have done. That's what the parable says. Gratitude is our best motivation for giving. And when we live a life of gratitude, the scripture says it brings us joy. It makes Jesus happy because it's the way we're designed to live. Jesus was a part of our creation. Jesus formed and made each one of us and designed us to live lives of gratitude, grateful lives. And so we see this man coming back, praising God, worshiping Jesus with great joy, shouting out in his community. Living with a practice of gratitude makes you more aware of all your blessings in your life every day, and that brings great joy. So I pray that it will be for you and for me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.